So we got victory to report to you tonight. Saul's souls seeking the Lord. Saul lady, come in. I'm not preaching on this, but I just thought I'd tell you. I'd never seen anything like this before, but then again, I'm of the, and I'm not being critical. Please don't misunderstand me. But see, we're from the, they'll tell you that we're from the new school. And the old school don't work anymore. But I'll tell you, the old school's the only way to do it. Amen. And now we just don't hardly trust God anymore. Trust everybody else, don't trust God. Had a lady come in the church, and I'll tell you what, I don't like it the new way. I like the old-fashioned move of the Holy Ghost. Just let God have His way. Don't worry about whether you're going to preach, sing, do anything else. Just open the service. Let God have His way. I mean, lady come in, had hearing aids in her ears, couldn't hear, had them turned up. They was bothering her. She walked up and said, "Anoint my ears. The Lord's going to heal me." Took the hearing aid out. We prayed for her, and she went over and took her hearing aid, put them in something, come back to church the next night. Said, "I went home and threw my hearing aid away." That's a lot of money to be thrown away. Got rid of them. Last report we got, she is hearing better than she could ever remember. Praise God. Lord, heal her. Amen. God's a healer. Amen. I love the Lord, don't you? I do. I love the Lord. Appreciate this opportunity. Be in the house of God. Appreciate your giving. May the Lord bless you. It's our prayer. Have your Bibles, turn with me. The book of Acts, the 19th chapter. Book of Acts, the 19th chapter. Amen. The Holy Ghost has already fell. Day of Pentecost already taken place. 3,000's already got saved after Pentecost. 5,000 in another place. Multitudes getting saved when Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Ghost. And you know the story there. Life was taken. Fear fell upon the church. And so here we are in the book of Acts. And I love the book of Acts. I do. Seeing what all happened after that the Holy Ghost came. And we're still living. We're still living after the Holy Ghost. And what we read about shouldn't be new, and it should still be happening. Amen. So I want to preach for a little while. Book of Acts, 19th chapter, first verse. Amen. I want to say I appreciate Brother Lawson's preaching. He preached outstanding. I looked over at my wife after he made altar call, and I said, "Now that was good preaching. That was good preaching." I appreciate him and appreciate the word of God that we've heard. Pray that the Lord will help us. And it came to pass that while Paulus was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. Finding certain disciples, he said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" And they answered and said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." And he said unto them, "Unto what then were you baptized?" And they said, "Unto John's baptism." And then Paul said, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him," that is, on Jesus Christ. "And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." Amen. I still believe in being baptized, don't you? I don't believe it saves you, but I believe in being baptized. Praise God. Hey, I've been baptized more than once. Amen. Unto John's baptism. Then Paul, we're down here, sixth verse, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. All the men were about 12. He went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing, persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Amen. Second verse says, and he said unto them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." Amen. I want to preach just a little while tonight. The Lord help me. And I want to ask you the question that Paul asked these disciples. Have ye received the Holy Ghost since you believed. Amen. Father, we ask you now to bless your servant, Lord. Anoint our lips and touch us tonight that we may say something to help someone here in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We find here that Paul has went. He came and he saw Paulus at Corinth and passed through the upper chambers, found certain disciples. And Paul was a man of God that preached the gospel. And Paul, after he had received the Holy Ghost, was undoubtedly so excited and found something that was so great that he wanted to share it with everybody. Amen. And he knew what the Holy Ghost had done in his life, knew how the Holy Ghost had helped him. Amen. And I'll tell you what, friend, I don't believe you got to have the Holy Ghost to be saved. Absolutely not. I don't believe it's Holy Ghost or hell. And I don't believe it's Holy Ghost or nothing. One man said, I don't believe in Holy Ghost or nothing, but I know this, there ain't nothing like the Holy Ghost. Amen. One fella said, you don't have to have the Holy Ghost to go to heaven, but I don't want to be caught at the grocery store without having it. Amen. I want the Holy Ghost in my life working and moving, evident in my... You know what the evidence of having the Holy Ghost is? We have some that say, well, when I got saved, I got the Holy Ghost. Well, there's some that pray and get saved and go through the Holy Ghost all on the same night. But I believe that when you pray through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I can back it up by the Word of God, that you have to speak. The Bible said the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Praise God. Now, I want to tell you what happened when Paul came here and Paul saw these disciples. He knew that he had something that they needed and asked them a very important question. Looked at them and said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they answered them this, I've not so much as even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey, we're living in 1997. Seems like it just started yesterday. Here we are in the fourth month of the year. Time is swiftly passing. We've got better preachers than we've ever had now. We've got better singers than we've ever had before. Bigger and nicer churches than we've ever had. And less power to God, less power of God than what we've ever had in our entire life. I'll tell you why. Although we've got some that's learned their self to praise and learned their self to preach, we've got scores of folks that come into our church. They get saved. That's good. That's good. I mean, you've got to have the blood applied to be saved and go to heaven. And I know you can be saved without the Holy Ghost, but if you want power with God, true power, you're going to have to lay on the altar, tarry before the Lord, pray until you get endued with power from on high. Have the Holy Ghost working in your life with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Praise God. Amen. We've got young people say, I don't know how to stay saved. I'll tell you how to stay saved. Don't just be satisfied when the Lord saves you. Pray through the Holy Ghost. It'll keep you. Amen. It'll keep you. Praise God. Yeah, we've tried. We've got scores of folks trying to stay saved without the Holy Ghost. You can do it. You sure can. I know several that if they was to die, don't have the Holy Ghost, some of the best people I've ever met in my entire life. We was in revival in a certain part of the country, and this fella come to the house of God, and he come there, and we preached the first night, and he prayed for the Holy Ghost till, Lord, probably 11:30, 12 o'clock, he was praying, and just a praying and a crying, and he was just a pounding the altar and doing everything he knew, and he was just a screaming and a hollering, asking the Lord to fill him with the Holy Ghost. Several folks was already gone. Come back the next night. I didn't even get to preach. When he come in the next service, he just started praying. About the time they took up prayer requests, they was praying for the sick. He's praying for the Holy Ghost. Service was over. You might as well not go any farther. He was a praying. He wanted the Holy Ghost so bad. Prayed for hours. Got up that night. Didn't get the Holy Ghost. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He said, the devil ain't going to rob me of this gift. He's not going to steal it from me. He said,
when I go to my dinner table to eat. He said, I'm going to bow my head and pray for the Holy Ghost. When I wake up and pray before I go to work, I'm going to pray for the Holy Ghost. When I'm on the job, I'm going to pray for the Holy Ghost. At every break and every lunch, every time I bow my knees, I'm going to pray. I'll tell you what, he made up his mind. And by the end of that revival, he never got it in church. He got it on the way to work, praying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He got so hungry. He got such a desire that riding in his car, he said, Lord, I can't take it anymore. I've been fighting a battle. I need more power. I need more strength. Hey, man, I want to tell you tonight, you can have the Holy Ghost. It is yours. It is a gift from God. You don't have to pay for it. It's right here at this altar. Tarry, pray, seek the face of God, and he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll tell you what. You know what we've done? I'll tell you what we've done. We've had a few good moves without the Holy Ghost. Some of us in our life, we prayed for the Holy Ghost and the Lord, he just really blessed us. We got to thinking, man, we got so much of God, I don't know what I'd do if I got the Holy Ghost. Might as well just stay where I'm at. They get so complacent, and they get so at ease at where they're at, they ain't even concerned if they get the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I'll tell you this, and I'll go as far as to say, and please, Lord, this is going everywhere. I hope that I don't get taken wrong. Please don't take me wrong. Yeah, I've already stated, and I hope I made it clear that I don't believe God had the Holy Ghost to go to heaven. But I'll tell you this. I believe this with all my heart, mind, and soul. If there's a reason you can't get the Holy Ghost, you probably ain't going to heaven. Amen. Preacher, I get the Holy Ghost, but there's things standing in my way. Lord, have mercy. If it's standing in your way and keeping you from going through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it'll probably stand in your way and keep you from walking through the gate of the city. Lord, have mercy. If there's something in your life keeping you back from receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, pray and ask God to help you. Ask God to take it away. Ask the Lord to take care of you. And the Lord not only to take care of the problem, but he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And some folks in our church, right where I'm a member of, been saved for years, and they don't no more desire the gift of the Holy Ghost. I think it's a shame. I think it's a shame that we got folks that saved but don't have a desire for the Holy Ghost. You need to get farther in God. God's got more for you than what you have. God wants to bless you more than what you're being blessed. God wants you to go deeper in his word, deeper in his gifts. God wants to help you if you just start seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know. Maybe everybody here's already got it. I don't know. This is what I know the Lord wanted me to preach. Amen. We was in revival in a church up in Indiana. And we was preaching. And we read from the second, end of the first, and started the second chapter of the book of Acts. Preach on the Holy Ghost. That's the most popular place to preach. I was preaching on the Holy Ghost. I read there where the Holy Ghost had come in when they had tarried and they prayed and we was preaching on the Holy Ghost. And there was a Baptist man and a Baptist woman sitting in the congregation. I didn't have no idea. I was preaching on the Holy Ghost. We made altar call. There were several seeking the baptism. And I mean, they was doing everything they could. They was just making promises. They was just making sacrifices, laying things. They was just a praying and a crying. I made my way back to the water fountain to get something to drink. And a fella met me at the back. He said, Preacher, I want to ask you something. I said, Yeah. He said, You believe the Holy Ghost for me? I said, Yeah. He said, tonight. He said, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a member of the Baptist church down the road. He said, And I've never heard about the Holy Ghost. I said, You mean to tell me? Your preacher ain't never even touched on it? No. I never heard about it. What is it? Could you explain a little bit more to me? We talked for a few minutes. He said, What I got to do to get it? I said, Are you living right? Yeah. Are you doing all you know how to do for God? Yes, sir. Is there anything standing? If you died right now, you know you'd go to heaven. Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'm doing all I know how to do. He said, I've only been saved a few months. I said, all you got to do is go down the altar. It's yours. I said, it's free. It's your gift. Go receive it. He said, you mean it's that easy? I said, yeah. He said, all right. And I mean, I kind of had my doubts. I thought we'd be praying with him for hours. He walked up there, grabbed his wife, said, come on, honey, we're going to get the Holy Ghost. She said, what is it? He said, I don't know, the preacher told me we'd get it. We're going to get it. They walked down to the front, bent their knees, and he said, God, I don't even know what the Holy Ghost is. I just got saved. Nobody's ever told me, but I'm here, Lord. If there's anything in my way, would you fill me with the Holy Ghost? He didn't pray, but about 3 or 4 minutes out he was speaking in other tongues. Praise God. I'm telling you, don't take a whole lot. All you gotta do is be sincere, be willing, stay at the altar. Hey, my Lord in heaven, he never heard about the Holy Ghost. He went through to the power, the evidence of unknown tongues, had power from on high, was endued with it, laid there slain, speaking in other tongues. And we got Pentecostal young folks, ain't never received the Holy Ghost. Got Pentecostal men and women, ain't never prayed through to the Holy Ghost. Hey, I want to tell you, that's what separates us from every other religion, is the power of the Holy Ghost. If we don't have the Holy Ghost, we might as well take the word Pentecostal down. Amen. You know when the miracles started taking place? When the Holy Ghost fell. Hey, my. You know what happened? You know how the great revival started and we came to be? The Holy Ghost came, and after the Holy Ghost came, they got boldness, went out and preached the Word of God, 3,000 got saved, went and preached another place, 5,000. I mean, they had so much power, God, you couldn't even lie in their midst. Hey, and yet, we gather into our churches every week. And we have folks, and I'm not pounding you over the head. I never got it in one day and one week neither. It took me a while to go through to it too. But I want to tell you something, friend. There is a problem. When a fourth and a half of our church ain't never received the Holy Ghost. There's a problem when most of the Pentecostal fellowship that we have is not had the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And it's not necessarily the problem that they don't have it. The problem lies in most of them don't want it. They ain't doing anything to get it. They ain't seeking for it. They ain't hungry for it. They ain't thirsty for it. They come in and week out satisfied with a few little goosebumps going up and down their back, and ain't never come through and prayed into the baptism of the power of the evidence of speaking in tongues. I want to tell you something here tonight. I believe God sent me with this message for somebody in this service. Hey, the Holy Ghost is for you, friend. You don't have to go another week. You're getting ready to face a hard week at work, and you need more power. It's here at the altar through the Holy Ghost. You're getting ready to go back to school. You're going to face things. I'll tell you what you need. You need the Holy Ghost to make you stand strong. You can have it tonight. You don't have to go another day without the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you know what they did when they got the Holy Ghost? They tarried. They waited. And they prayed. My. Can I ask you without embarrassing you, how many? I'll stay and pray with you all night. Say, preacher, I don't got the Holy Ghost, but I want it. I want it bad. I see your hand right there. Anyone else? I want the Holy Ghost. Anybody else in here? I want the Holy Ghost, preacher. Amen. I'll tell you what. I believe the Holy Ghost for you tonight. I really do. I don't believe you have to go another day without it. No, sir. Hey, the Lord's been good to you. The Lord's helped you. You can have the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe there's others in here tonight. You want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you didn't want to raise your hand. But I want the saints of God to stand all over this building with me. Amen. You're in here tonight and you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. These altars is open. These altars is open. Some of you ain't spoken in tongues in a long time. You can get refilled the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. The power that you once had slipping away, you can go through to it again tonight. Amen. You can be refilled, re-endued. Amen. The Holy Ghost is precious. It is sweet. Amen. I love the Holy Ghost. You're in here tonight and you need the Holy Ghost. I want you to gather around these altars. You want refilled with the Holy Ghost, come in. I want some of these brothers to gather around, pray for our brother tonight. Amen. Said, I want the Holy Ghost more than anything. I want some of you brothers gathering around here tonight and let's pray. You want the Holy Ghost gathering around these altars. You want refilled with the Holy Ghost. Come in on around these altars. Somebody come in. Praise God. Glory. Holy Ghost. Is everybody come and pray tonight? This is your altar. Amen. Come seek the Lord while he may be found. Come.